I'm standing in the back of the Wagner House, a former industrial warehouse in downtown Freeport. It now houses a wine bar, an event space, and Pretzel City kitchens. The large, brightly lit room is filled with professional cooking equipment, racks of utensils, and stainless steel tables. The current kitchen crew is made up of students enrolled in Career Tech. It's a career and technical education consortium of six area school districts. They are working on dishes under the eye of chef Steve Conifus. Freeport High School and Career Tech student Mallory Balmer says she's there because she wanted to learn more about cooking. The class didn't disappoint.
We learned so much about different types of food and the things that you have to do in order to safely prepare them that I had no idea. And otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done them as safely and correctly as we are now.
Balmer says students come out of the class ready to get their sanitation license, a plus when looking for a restaurant job. But she says it's also helped raise the level of her cooking at home. Conifus is a Cordon Bleu graduate and was a professional chef before becoming a teacher. He says it's extremely important and rare that students get access to something like this.
As anyone who's taken a culinary arts class or a cooking class in high school knows, they're in small individual kitchens and they work in pairs and labs, and it's nothing like the commercial kitchen that we have here with professional, commercial-grade equipment. It's just, all I could ask for as a culinary instructor.
Conifus says education was an important component when the concept for Pretzel City Kitchens was developed. The visioning included representatives with the University of Illinois Extension, Highland Community College, regional development organizations, public officials, and through Career Tech, public schools. It's not just high schoolers. Norma Feeney is taking an adult cooking class. She's happy to have access to the kitchen.
You know, you can do everything and not just get the recipe, that you can do it hands-on.
But education is just part of Pretzel City's mission. It's also available to rent out to individuals for commercial purposes. Christy Hatlack manages the facility. She says she was lucky to have strong support when she started a bakery, but that wasn't always the case.
The younger me, the 29-year-old woman who had five small children and was underemployed and had a dream of having her own business, could never have done what I managed to do later in life. But today, with this kind of a facility, she could have.
She wants to make sure others get that chance. It's one of the reasons she joined the kitchens board and then took her present job as its manager. Evan Talbert is a hospitality instructor at Highland Community College and a Pretzel City Kitchens board member. He says there are lots of people who want to start a food business. Often the biggest barrier, he says, is the sheer cost, tens of thousands of dollars or more, needed for the right equipment.
And so a community-led kitchen like this allows that aspiring entrepreneur to get in and have relatively low overhead in the beginning while they're still perfecting their recipes, while they're still building a base of customers.
Then there are those who already have a business but are looking to branch out or expand, like Billy Adams Jr. He owns Junior's Place in Freeport. Its motto is food from the heart and soul. He's just started a catering business, and his small carry-out-only restaurant has no room to spare.
The amount of space that's in the kitchen is unbelievable. When I walked into the kitchen, it's just like, this is a dream kitchen for me. So on the days that I rent it out, when I'm doing catering events, this is my kitchen, you know. And so it really helps me out.
Christy Hatlack says she thinks Pretzel City Kitchens could help make Freeport a foodie destination, or at least a stopping point for travelers across northern Illinois. But she already sees an effect in the city, as students get a chance to meet others outside their own social group and get internships at local restaurants. And entrepreneurs come to realize their dreams.
We're bringing a generation back downtown into what is architecturally a really cool place in the city. So I think that's an important part of what Pretzel City Kitchens is bringing in.
Because for Hatlack and the others behind it, the kitchen was never just about making food. It was and is about building community. I'm Guy Stevens.